Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Jimmy Cliff, 105.7 CFW, Mike the K along with you. That's how I felt after I got my LASIK done like almost 20 years ago now. I could see clearly now. My eyes were so bad. I started wearing glasses, I think, in second grade, and my eyes were they were terrible. Just terrible eyes. And it was almost 20 years ago now, I think. Dr. Hofer. Is Dr. Hofer, is he still doing LASIK in the Valley? He is a rock star. Rock star. As soon as I got that LASIK done, I looked at the clock. Like, as soon as it was done, I looked up. He goes, "Can you see the clock on the wall?" Yes! I mean, it was incredible. Unbelievable. I mean, he was great. Dr. Hofer was also the same doctor that, when I had a detached retina, he spotted that and then sent me over to see Dr. O over at Mayo. He's another rock star who put my eye back together. Have you ever had a detached retina, by the way? That's fun. You stare at the floor for like almost 3 weeks. I stared at the floor. And I don't mean just slightly. I mean, put your head all the way down, straight down, straight down at the floor. That's how you are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for the entire time until that thing is finally taken care of. So it's healed up. Like almost 3 weeks it took for that. That was brutal. That was brutal. I could go on and on. But Dr. O over at Olentangy, he a rock star over at Mayo. Dr. Hofer, another rock star. We really have some incredible, incredible doctors and nurses and medical staff here in the Chippewa Valley. We're pretty doggone lucky. All right, I could go on and on, but I won't. Here's Jimmy Eat World, The Middle, 105.7 CFW. Happy Friday.
We'll be right back. try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and wash the valley clean. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face everywhere. Still you say we belong to the light.
There's Pat Benatar, We Belong, 105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you out on Facebook this morning. This popped into my head last night, and I just had to hear from you. If animals could talk, which animal do you think would be the rudest? So far, far and away, people are saying cats. You think cats would... Cats are kind of like that. They got that attitude, so I suppose if they talked... If they spoke to us, they would, well, first off, they'd say exactly what is on their mind, wouldn't they? So head over to our Facebook page, 1057 CFW, or my Mike McKay page, and let me know what you think. If animals could talk, which animals or what animal would be the rudest? 105.7 CFW. Mike along with you. Good morning. Hope your Friday is going to be a good one. Hope you're going to have a great weekend. Hopefully you get a chance to get out and enjoy it. Looks like we're going to be heading over to Apple Orchard tomorrow. We got real good friends of ours are coming in from the Twin Cities for the weekend, the visit, and we're going to be going over to, I think, Ferguson's probably going to be the spot, I suppose. Anyway, it should be a good weekend, no matter where you're headed, what direction, no matter what you're up to, you should be able to get out and enjoy it. All right, let's do this. Let's get to the birthday and anniversary list, shall we? Each and every weekday morning brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire. Lasker Jewelers, they're right across from the Oakwood Mall. They've been taking care of the Chippewa Valley's jewelry needs for decades and decades. Do me a big old favor, will you? When you stop into Lasker's, tell them Mike McKay sent you in there. I would certainly appreciate that. And if you need to get somebody on the list, you can text me or email me through the Civic Media app. Or you can drop me a message through our Facebook page or my Mike McKay page. Just let me know who's celebrating and when. Or you can email me directly, Mike.McKay, and that's M-C-K-A-Y, at civicmedia.us. Okay? So, however you do it, just let me know. All right, celebrating today, the 25th of October, Summer Smith celebrating a birthday today. Nicole Keck is on the birthday list, and Luke Walta celebrating today. Tomorrow, Kelly Stivang celebrating. John Davies. Johnny, boy. Celebrating birthday tomorrow. And our night host from Throwback Nation, Tony Lorino, celebrating his birthday tomorrow night. And then when Sunday rolls around, the 27th, Tammy Smeltzer is on the birthday list. So, again, if it's your day, birthday, or anniversary today or over the weekend, happy, happy to you. Let me see celebs. Katy Perry is 40 today. Craig Robinson is 53 today. Daryl from The Office. Tomorrow, John Heder, the actor, is 47. I don't know what else he's done, but Napoleon Dynamite. he's always Napoleon Dynamite to me. I don't care. And Seth MacFarlane, he's 51. He does all kinds of different voices in The Family Guy and stuff like that. And then when Sunday rolls around, Kelly Osbourne, Ozzy's kid, she's 40 on Sunday. Wow. And Patrick Fugit is 42, the actor. He was in Almost Famous, which was a great movie. What an awesome movie. And he was the kid on there. William Miller was the character that he played. He was the kid that was like 16 and was a became a reporter for Rolling Stone magazine and followed around the rock band Stillwater. Almost Famous. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. Anyway, there you go. Birthdays and anniversaries each and every weekday morning brought to you by Lasker Jewelers in Eau Claire.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Today's birthday and anniversary shout-outs brought to you from the studios of Lasker Jewelers.
Have you ever loved
Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more. Attention, gentlemen. Fall is here, and Muldoon's Menswear has you covered. Whether you're stepping out in style with a tailored Jack Victor suit, kicking back in a Tommy Bahama shirt, or staying sharp in 34 Heritage jeans, Muldoon's has everything you need. Fresh fall fashions are arriving daily and are perfect for any occasion, from casual wear to outerwear plus shoes and tuxedos. Visit Muldoon's today and find your perfect fit. Muldoon's Menswear, where style meets sophistication. Head to Muldoon's.com and see for yourself.
Sportsmen in the Valley know that when it comes to success in the outdoors, you need to depend on a trusted partner like Bill's Sports Shop in Chippewa Falls. With over 50 years of family ownership and expertise in rod and reel repair, you know you'll never let the big one get away. Bill's is local, and that means their knowledge takes the guesswork out of everything you'll need for fishing, like fresh live bait now in stock. Bill's Sports Shop appreciates the local support. Join their Bill's Sports Shop group on Facebook and share your favorite fish picks and videos.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay, my fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China.
Anything in your house that says made in China,
take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Special Order Business is back at Economy Furniture. Choose from great brands like Flex Steel, England, and Best Home Furnishings. You choose the style, you choose the fabric, we'll have it in your home in 4 to 6 weeks. Get yourself a new recliner, new sofa, or a new sectional now at Economy Furniture. Don't forget, we're the Chippewa Valley source for power lift recliners and therapeutic mattresses. Economy Furniture, rocking and reclining since 1950.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
So you were waiting till the weather got warm to install a new roof. Well, here we are, in fall, with beautiful colors everywhere. And you still got that ugly mess on the roof.
New York Strand.
Ah, quit messing around and go with the Metal Roof Specialist. That'll give you a 50-year, non-prorated, transferable warranty.
New York Strand.
237-2678. 237-2678.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
New York Strand.
WIMetalRoofing.com.
Eau Claire Mornings with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
Danger in the shape of something wild. Stranger dressed in black, she's a hungry child. Hot child in the city, running.
80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you on this finally Friday. Coming up in a few minutes, a new Guinness World Record. And this is one of those where I think you could attempt it. Now, not that it would be easy, but I think we could give it a try. All right, I'll tell you in about 15 minutes or so. Right here on 105.7 CFW, here's Berlin.
Watching every motion in my foolish lover's game. All this endless ocean, finally lovers know no shame. Turning every turn into some secret place inside. Watching time.
REM 105.7 CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Out on Facebook this morning, the comments continue to pour in. Oh, poor kitty cats. I asked the question, if animals could talk, which animal do you think is the rudest? Far and away, cats have been the answers. But others on there, Andy said mini dachshunds. Yes. Jane said squirrels or chipmunks. You know, now that you say that, squirrels would be really rude if they could talk, because they're always yelling at us anyway, you know, chirping and things. Can you imagine if a squirrel could talk, what it would say to you if you got anywhere near it? Squirrels would have, definitely would have the worst language. They would be, I know they'd be swearing like crazy. You just know it.
Oh,
Houston, 105.7 CFW. Why not? It's finally Friday. We're getting ready for the weekend. Looks like it's going to be a good one to be out enjoying the weather. Nice sunshine, blue sky this morning. Very nice start to our day, isn't it? All right, it's a brand new world record. And this is one of those where you could sit there and go, you know what? Maybe I could try this. Sumaya Khan of Bangladesh, 24-year-old woman, recently broke the Guinness World Record by using chopsticks to pick up and eat 37 grains of rice, one by one, in just 60 seconds. She smashed the old record by 10 pieces of rice. So you have to do it individually. You have to eat them, and I guess you have to swallow it and then go to the next piece of rice. But then again, though, do you use chopsticks? I've tried chopsticks a few times. My sister-in-law, who passed away a few years ago, she, whenever we would go to a Chinese restaurant, she always got chopsticks. And she was so good at it, using them. And she tried to show me over and over how to use them. It's impossible. The only thing I could do with my chopsticks is take it and like poke it into a piece of chicken and eat it that way. Otherwise, the two of them together, forget it.
Eau Claire wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring six elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and two iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Wouldn't it be nice to have fully funded local public schools and not have to pass referenda increasing our property taxes to keep them opened? Wouldn't it be nice to have affordable child care and paid family leave? Stupid questions. Of course it would be nice. So why don't we have these things? Instead of funding these things, our Republican state legislators wanted to give those making over $400,000 a year a large tax cut and removed a 10% tax cut for us from the budget. How does that help us? Our communities have already lost too much. How much more are we willing to lose before we realize that these people elected to represent us aren't? We need to stop cutting taxes for the rich and corporations and instead make them pay their fair share of taxes and join us in supporting our communities. Think carefully about who you vote for and make your vote a positive one for our communities.
Paid for by Patriotic Millionaires. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Whether you're ordering wings for the game, whipping up a 7-layer dip, or ordering pizza, there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has the best deals on game day food. No matter what you're craving, from 2-for-1 pizza to buy one, get one wings, Uber Eats will be dropping new deals each week, all season long. Uber Eats, official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Beginning this weekend, members of the public can test the electronic voting equipment for the November election. The testing is meant to give residents confidence in the election process by showing them how the machines work and how long the process takes. Under Wisconsin state law, any anomalies found with the electronic equipment during the testing period need to be fixed before the equipment can be used for the election. Members of the public will be invited to observe the testing process with at least 48 hours of notice. Consistently dry weather across the state has led to Wisconsin farmers completing their harvests earlier than expected. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the corn harvest for grain is 12 days ahead of average, and the soybean harvest is 4 weeks ahead of average. While the dry weather has allowed farmers to harvest their crops earlier than usual, it's also led to a drop in their quality. Farming officials say soil around the state is showing signs of being depleted, and more crop yields are being lost to weather-related issues. The city of Eau Claire will host a public forum on Monday to discuss the challenges facing the area. The public forum will feature Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge on issues like housing, homelessness, fiscal stability, and public safety. Housing and homelessness have become growing concerns around the area with a rising unhoused population and a low vacancy rate in the city. The public forum is scheduled to take place between noon and 2 p.m. on Monday on the third floor of the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. The City of Eau Claire Parks and Forestry Division has announced the temporary closure of one of the local off-leash dog parks. According to city officials, the Otter Creek Dog Park will be closed for maintenance between October 28th and November 3rd. During the maintenance, crews will be installing a new concrete entrance, removing dead and dying trees, and repairing the fence. They will also attempt to remove some invasive species in the area and the overgrowth along the fence line. The city has two other off-leash dog parks that will remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
We have a sunny, pleasant fall-like weekend on the way. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to the upper 50s to near 60 for a high this afternoon. Clear tonight, low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 50s by Sunday. Sunny with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
CFW.
Taxing girl, highway
Johnny Loggins, Danger Zone, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you as we cruise through this finally Friday together. Out on Facebook this morning, if animals could talk, which animal do you think would be the rudest? And still, by far, cats. Mike said cats. Josh, cats. Alice, cats. Jamie, cats. Steve, cats. Adam said, I think a monkey would be really rude. Probably. And we're back. Jim, my cat. She's a crazy bee. Kathy, cats. Mary Jo, a cat. Definitely a cat. So what do you think? Head over to our Facebook page, 105.7 CFW. Click the like button if you haven't done so yet. Or my Mike McKay page and share your thoughts this morning. If animals could talk, which animal do you think would be the rudest? In the meantime, Leonard Skinner, 105.7 CFW.
Big wheels, come on, turning. Carry me home to smack you. Singing songs about the Southland. I miss Alabama once again, and I think it's the same. Yes. Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about
Wakes Up with Mike McKay in the Morning. CFW.